With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The defendant in a Grand Court rape trial takes the stand. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Jurors in the rape trial of Paul Maruga and Paul Raj heard further evidence on Friday from the complainant's best friend before prosecutors formally closed their case on Monday. She said she and the complainant met the defendant at the Foundry Bar in Grand Harbor. The witness described a birthday celebration that began at Yoshi Sushi and later moved to other establishments along West Bay Road. She testified that she later found her friend outside after losing sight of her and was told that a rape had occurred. The witness also described the complainant as visibly distressed and said police responded shortly after being contacted. Following the conclusion of the Crown's case, the court heard agreed facts as well as the defendant's police interview before Paul Raj began giving evidence in his own defense. Cross-examination is expected to continue today. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Evidence continued in Grand Court on Monday as jurors heard from a witness who was living in the same apartment where toddler Alisady Powell was last seen. Devin Wright Jr. is accused of murdering the girl in Cayman Brac 4 years ago. The witness told the court she was out with Wright on the evening before the toddler disappeared and returned home shortly after midnight. She saw the child before leaving for the evening. Prosecutors argue that Wright later killed the girl and disposed of her body along the coastline. The jury is continuing to hear evidence as the trial proceeds in the main court building. In other news, the Commission for Standards in Public Life is reminding people in public life to meet this Thursday's July 30th deadline to file their Register of Interest declarations. Policy analyst Lise Hurlston says it's important for both accountability and transparency.
We want to create a society where people feel like they can trust the public services that they are accessing and that they've elected to be in place. One of the ways that we do that is through the Register of Interest, which is where persons in public life are required to declare their interests, assets, income, and liabilities each year to prevent conflicts of interest.
Those who must declare include members of parliament, senior civil servants, leaders of statutory authorities and government companies, and members of public boards and commissions. But Chair Woody Foster says they aren't seeing full compliance.
Out of the 1,300 or so persons that we track on the Register of Interest, we have about an 80% penetration in terms of who filled it out. As far as I'm concerned, that's an abysmal number. Because it's mandatory and you must do it, to only have an 80% penetration is just simply not good enough. And that needs to be in the high 90s. And so that's really one thing that we're working on now is to fix that.
Reminders are being sent out, but if that doesn't work, the commission can start finding people. Declarations can be submitted online through the Registers of Interest portal at standardsandpubliclifecommission.ky or by hard copy forms delivered to the commission's office on the fourth floor of the Georgetown Financial Center. In regional news, in Jamaica, the Independent Commission of Investigation says it will provide a, quote, comprehensive account of the circumstances surrounding the arrest and murder charge laid against a former policeman who was removed from a departing flight last week. The Jamaica Gleaner reports that Odion Williams was detained after the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions ruled he should be charged with murder in connection with an incident that allegedly occurred while he was a serving member of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Indicom says it will provide a full account of the investigation, arrest, and charge following Williams' next court appearance this week. The development comes as the commission continues to investigate a number of fatal shootings involving members of the security forces. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. Firefighters in France and Spain say they've made progress against some of the worst wildfires in living memory, but warn danger continues as another heatwave approaches. In southwest France, a fire near Bordeaux has burned around 420 square kilometres. Iran's state broadcaster says two men who took part in nationwide anti-government protests have been publicly executed in the city of Isfahan. Footage shared on social media shows protesters gathering to oppose the executions, resulting in clashes with security forces. The Japanese Prime Minister says several people have been injured by a strong earthquake in the southern city of Kumamoto on Kyushu Island. Sanae Takaichi said the tremor had also caused collapsed buildings, fires and power outages. The authorities in Pakistan-administered Kashmir say violence has broken out at the end of the first phase of regional legislature elections. One paramilitary officer has been killed and three others injured in clashes with supporters of the Joint Awami Action Committee. BBC News.